You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, this is Nicholas Acosta, and I'm doing another podcast for AppleViz. Today, I will be reviewing a new app called Boss Jock Jr. This is something similar to Boss Jock Studio. It is a recording app, but it allows you to do more than just record. So, Boss Jock Jr. was just released in July. This is version 1.0 of the app. It's made by the same developer that makes Boss Jock Studio. You might remember that Jonathan Mosen did a podcast on Boss Jock Studio, but I'm gonna assume that you don't know what this app really does, what Boss Jock Jr. does, because it was just released. And I'm also going to explain to you what the interface does, what are the controls, what does this app have to offer, what's the difference between this app and Boss Jock Studio. I will say that Boss Jock Jr. is free. Boss Jock Studio is not free. Boss Jock Studio costs $10. But with Boss Jock Studio, you get more features. Boss Jock Jr. offers several in-app purchases. This app will work for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. It requires that you have iOS 7.1 or higher. And we will go into the app and check it out. Now, I am currently using an iPhone 6, and this app does work pretty well with this app. But there is, I don't know if this is a feature or if this is a bug. It seems like a major, major bug that they should fix. But I'm not too worried about it because this is version 1.0 and things happen. Things happen when you're using software. But we're on the app. I'm going to double tap on the icon.
Boss Jock Jr. empty card 1 button. Double tap to load audio.
Now, there are a lot of things on this main screen. We're on what it just said, empty cart 1. When you are using Boss Jock Studio, you will have carts. Boss Jock Jr. has carts as well. What is a cart? I'm going to assume that you don't know what a cart is. Now, carts, they go back a long way, because in the early days, when people had, you know, studios and things like that, or you want to record something, they would use carts, which is short for cartridges. And a cartridge was basically something that you would put inside of a recorder or a player, and you would be able to play commercials, jingles, music. That's what a cart is. It's a cartridge, and they would have a slot where you would just slide it into, and it would play just about anything, any audio, any type of advertisements, commercials, music, just like that. So they would have it in studios, and basically it would be a way for people for the people to advertise things and be able to play whatever they were trying to play, music and anything like that. So we don't use carts anymore because, you know, that's really not used. Think of a cartridge as something like what the talking book players have. But what the talking book players have is, you know, cartridges where you would listen to you would listen to books and stuff on. But that's basically what a cartridge is. So in Bosschak Jr. and in studio, they have what's called carts, and these are virtual carts. And you would double tap on a cart.
Empty cart one. Audio button.
And then it would say audio, so you can load all different types of audio. You can load in audio from your iTunes library. You can load in audio from Dropbox, because you can also link Bosschak Jr. or Studio to your Dropbox account. Now, I already use Bosschak Studio. The only reason why I downloaded this app is to demo it for you guys and show you some of the differences between this and Studio. Of course, Studio is a bit professional and it costs money. So you double tap on this cart because the cart is empty. Like I said, you can load from your iTunes library. So if you've synced music from your computer to your iOS device, you can browse your iTunes library from within Bosschak Jr. to load songs or sound files. Let's say you have some sound files in your Dropbox folder. You could do that. You can even email files, and then you can open up the email attachment within Bosschak to load sounds or music that way. So I just double tapped the cart. As you heard, it said audio. We're gonna flick to the right.
Music button.
Music.
Store button.
Store.
Cancel button.
Or cancel. Now, okay, that's the only thing we have in there.
Load cart. Record button. Audio button.
So
record load cart.
After it says load cart, it VoiceOver will land you on audio, but the first option here is
record button.
Record. So you can make a recording, and then you can load your recordings. You can load your recordings in the carts as well.
Audio button. Music button.
So audio.
Audio button. Audio.
We go in there.
Audio heading. Cancel button. Selected all button.
One you have all. So you can sort them as all.
Recordings button. 2 of 3.
Recordings where it'll just show your recordings.
Carts button. 3 of 3.
Carts where it'll show your carts that you have, your loaded carts or whatever you've loaded inside the carts.
Carts.
Now
carts button 3 of 3.
After you go into carts, you hear this. I don't know if that's a separator or something. VoiceOver clicks, but it doesn't do anything. If I double tap, no feedback, so I don't know if that's a separator or what.
Audio heading. Cancel button.
So we flick back to the audio heading on the top left. Remember, this is, I'm holding my iPhone in portrait. So you're at the top left where it says
audio heading.
Audio heading.
Cancel button.
We're gonna hit cancel right now.
Empty cart 1 button. Empty cart 2 button. Mix fader 70% adjustable. Double tap and hold for precise adjustment. Triple tap to restore to default. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is your mix fader. So if you're playing a cart and you want to adjust how the music or sound or whatever you're playing sounds, you can flick up with one finger. Let's see.
Empty mix fader, 70% adjustable.
It's at 70%.
Double tap and hold for precise adjustment. Triple tap to restore to default. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Swipe up or down with one finger. Triple tap to restore to defaults, or you can hold it. You can hold it. Double tap and hold with one finger to adjust it, and that'll just give you. It'll just keep saying numbers until you release your finger. But the default is set to 70. So you have cart 1, cart 2, then you have the mix fader.
Empty cart 3 button, empty cart 4 button, empty cart 5, empty cart 6, empty cart 7, empty cart 8 button, mic lock, is off button. Double tap to lock mic.
Then you have
double tap again to turn mic off.
8 carts on the screen. Then you have a mic lock button, which you can turn this on and then hit the record button, and then you can record without having to worry about the microphone. The microphone will be on. You just hit the record button, and then when you want to turn it off, you just turn mic lock off and it'll turn the microphone off.
Mic trigger button. Double tap and hold to enable.
Now, this is the mic trigger. You can double tap and hold. So let's say you're playing music and you're broadcasting, for example. You're doing a radio online stream for a radio station. And you just want to double tap and hold this to say something quickly. And you don't want to worry about hitting the mic lock button. You can use this. If you're using your internal microphone, but if you have an external microphone and your microphone does have a switch, then you can use the switch on your external microphone. I don't have an external microphone.
Record button. Record arm button. Recording will begin when mic or cart audio is triggered.
So recording will begin when mic or cart audio is triggered. So if you have headphones plugged in. I don't have a mixer, but if you were to plug in headphones, or you were to plug your iPhone into a mixer, you would be able to then record. You would start playing a cart, then hit the record button, and then you'll get your music. Your music will start playing. And then you can record, then you can hit the mic lock button or the mic trigger button to then say what you have to say. And that will record the music that you've loaded from within the carts, or you can disable the carts and just record your voice. And what's cool about this is that you can record your voice and the music at the same time. So that is the record button.
Mic trigger, record button, record arm button. Recording will begin when mic or cart audio is triggered.
So that's when it will begin.
More info button.
This is the more info button. If we double tap this more info button,
Bostrock Jr. heading.
Bostrock Jr.
tutorial.
It has a tutorial in here.
Power tips.
Power tips.
Contact.
Contact, so you can contact them.
Learn about Bostrock Studio.
Learn about Bostrock Studio.
Follow on Twitter.
Follow on Twitter.
Like on Facebook.
Like on Facebook.
Visit website.
Visit website.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Leave rating.
Leave rating.
Restore purchases.
Restore purchases. And what this will do is if you've purchased anything from the store, because this app is free, Boss Jock Jr. is free, but you can also buy something from the store as an in-app purchase. So if you were to get a new iOS device, you would be able to restore your whatever you've purchased and use it on your new iOS device. So this will restore any purchases that you have if you've purchased anything from the store. That's it from within this screen.
Boss Jock Jr. heading done button power tips.
If you want to look at anything from within this screen, you can double tap on any of these items. So I'm on power tips. I'll double tap on power tips.
Music fit crossfade between cards by power tips.
Power tips. That's the title of this of what we're going to be reading now.
Crossfade between cards by double tap and holding.
Now I'm flicking right to do this.
Music fader will stop card playback when it reaches the bottom. You can snap it back to the default by tapping the circle.
So this is basically a quick start. They have a lot of tutorials in here that'll get you up and running with Boss Jock Jr. and Boss Jock Studio.
For a longer fade out slide to finish a session while a card is still playing. Recording directly to a card is a quick way to layer audio together. Boss Jock Jr. creates album art that you can save to your camera roll.
I don't use album art, but I guess this is for podcasters that use album art in their recordings.
BossJockStudio.com http://www.bossjockstudio.com link. Looking for more power? BossJockStudio.com takes mobile production to the next level.
And that's what
more power?
Have in here.
Power tip: crossfade between cards by the Boss Jock Jr. back button.
So, when you want to get out of this, you hit the back button.
Boss Jock Jr. heading.
You want to make sure that you're at the top of the screen, the top left-hand side. Boss Jock Jr. heading.
Boss Jock Jr. heading.
Like you heard it just say.
Done button.
Then you flick right once to get out of this.
Tutorial. Done button.
Okay, sorry.
Done. Empty cart one button.
Then you're
tap to load audio.
On empty cart one. Now.
Audio button. Store button.
Two.
Audio more info. Record button. Mic trigger button. Record button. More info button. Audio button.
If you click this audio button.
Audio button. Dismiss view button. Selected all button. One of three.
Then you come back to the same thing. Your all button where you can sort your audio as all.
Recordings button. Two of three.
You can just view your recordings.
Carts button. Three of three.
Or you can view your carts. And that might be a separator or something, but they should put something where VoiceOver should say separator or something.
More info button.
You have your more info button again.
Store button.
Your store button, which is the Boss Jock Jr. store for your in-app purchases. And that's it. If we go into more info again.
More info button. More info on Boss Jock Jr. heading. Tutorial.
It will bring you back into the tutorials section.
Boss Jock Jr. done button.
We're going to hit done.
Done. Audio button. Double tap
now,
to audio files.
If you were to double tap, it says double tap to dismiss audio files. You can double tap this.
Empty cart one button.
And it'll bring you
double
back to
audio.
Empty cart one.
Audio button. Store button. Audio. More info. Audio button. Audio. Audio button. Double
you can also, when you're in the audio menu, You can flick right once.
Dismiss view button.
You can dismiss view. Now, this doesn't give you any hints, but if you hit dismiss view,
empty cart one button.
It'll still bring you back to your home screen, your main screen from within BoshDoc Jr. Now, this is the fun part. This is where it gets a little bit tricky here. I'm going to make a recording and I'm going to show you what happens when you finish the recording. What will happen is you won't hear VoiceOver coming through the speaker anymore. What'll happen is it comes out through the earpiece. Now, I don't know if this is supposed to happen, but for those of you that are going to try out BoshDoc Jr., I want you all to be aware of this issue. That way, you're not testing this out in a noisy place and you're wondering, hey, what happened to VoiceOver? Why isn't it coming through my speaker anymore? Well, I don't know if this is a feature or if this is a bug, but I'm going to show you what happens, because I was testing this out before I did the recording and this was happening. So I'm going to place my finger. I'm going to try to place it on the record button.
Audio button. Store button. Audio. More info. But record button.
Okay, record.
Record arm button. Recording will begin when mic or card audio is triggered.
And it'll help if I...
Mic trigger. But mic lock. IS off button. Mic lock. IS on.
If I turn the mic lock button on, you should remember to do that before you do your recordings. When you're using your iPhone, your internal microphone, just turn mic lock on, and then
mic trigger button, record button, record arm button. Recording will begin when mic or card audio is triggered.
I'm gonna record a few seconds. I'm gonna record my voice for a few seconds, and then I'm going to stop the recording.
Record. Mic trigger button.
Okay, so this is Nicholas Acosta, and we are doing a test recording on BoshDoc Jr. We are going to now finish the recording.
Finish button. 0, 18, remaining. Double tap to finish recording.
And it tells you the amount of time remaining. So we're going to double tap on this to end it.
Recording paused. Saving. Recording has been saved.
It tells you.
128 kbps M4A stereo. 4.03 megabyte estimated size. Button.
It tells you that the recording has been saved. It tells you the size and it tells you that it's an M4A. Now, this app will not allow you to export your audio unless you were to get one of the in-app purchases that are included in the store. So I'm going to go...
Dismiss view button. Play button. Double tap to play.
You have your play button here. Once you've flicked right from dismiss view...
Recording 1 text field. Double tap to edit.
It tells you the name of the recording. It says recording 1, but you can change this. You can change the title of this recording.
By. BoshDoc Jr. text field.
BoshDoc Jr., this is a cool feature, so it will tell you what you use to record it by BoshDoc Jr.
Artwork button.
Artwork. So this is if you have any artwork saved in your camera roll. If you're a podcaster or something like that, you can load your artwork into here.
Share button.
Now, it should say share, but it says
Drishare button.
Drishare. I don't know why it says that. That's a mistake, but that is the share button.
128 kbps M4A stereo. 4.03 megabyte estimated size button.
4.3 megabyte estimated size. 128 stereo M4A file.
Delete button.
And you have your delete button. That's it. You have. That's all you have. So
dismiss view button.
I'm in dismiss view. I went back to the top left-hand corner of the screen to the dismiss view button.
Play button.
I'm gonna hit play. It says double tap to play.
Start record. Mic trigger button.
Okay, so this is Nicholas Acosta, and we are doing a test recording on Boss Jock Jr. We are going to now finish the recording.
Finish button. 0:18 remaining. Double tap to finish recording.
And it tells you the amount of time remaining. So we're gonna double tap on this to end it.
Finish.
Now, I will say that it does record voiceover. Now, this could be a good thing, but this could also be a bad thing. So if you have headphones to monitor your mix, just try to plug your headphones into the iPhone. Then it probably won't record voiceover because you'll have headphones on, and voiceover will be coming through the headphones. If you don't have headphones, then voiceover will be recorded as well when you're recording and you're using voiceover at the same time. So, like I said, this might be good because somebody might be using their iPhone to record a podcast to demo an app. So they might use their iPhone for that. But this might also be a bad thing because if you're not aware of this, that's why I'm telling you that this will record voiceover and all of your system sounds. So, now that that's out of the way, we're on the play button. If I flick to the left,
dismiss view button.
Dismiss view, and I flick right again,
play button.
You're on the play button. It says double tap to stop.
Position 0% adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust the playback position. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So if this recording was longer, you can fast forward or rewind like normal.
Recording one, text field.
Recording
double
one.
Tap to edit by Boss Jock Jr. Artwork button.
You can, like I said, rename that if you want, but I'm not going to rename it.
For share button.
You can hit the share button.
For share alert. Enable airdrop sharing button.
Enable airdrop sharing, so you can airdrop this to any airdrop compatible devices.
Airdrop. Tap to turn on Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to share with airdrop.
And it tells you what you need in order to airdrop.
Message button.
Message, you can send this as an iMessage.
Mail button.
You can email this to somebody.
Facebook button.
Facebook.
iTunes file sharing button.
iTunes file sharing.
Dropbox button.
Dropbox.
SoundCloud button.
SoundCloud.
FTP button.
FTP, so if you have your own website and you want to upload this to an FTP, using an FTP account onto an FTP server, you can do that as well.
More button.
More.
Copy button.
Copy.
Save to camera roll button.
Save to camera roll.
Open in button.
Open in.
Audio copy button.
Audio copy, so this does have audio copy support, where you can copy... you can copy this using other apps. You can copy your between apps or the audio.
More button.
More.
Cancel button.
Or cancel. I'm gonna hit cancel.
Cancel. For share button.
Now, if you wanted to link this to your Dropbox account, you would just double tap on this and then look for your account, your Dropbox account. If you have Dropbox installed on your device, the Dropbox app, then it will automatically find your Dropbox account. You just double tap on that, you hit link, and then you will get an email telling you that you've linked an app to your Dropbox account.
128 kbps M4A stereo, 4.03 megabyte estimated size button.
Okay, now this is where it gets tricky here, because you might be wondering, I can export this file to whatever format. Well, yes, you could export this file to whatever format, but you would have to save, you would have to either email this file to yourself if it's small enough, or plug your computer in and retrieve this file from within iTunes, iTunes sharing, or you can just browse to where the folder is in iTunes for Boss Jock Jr. and get the file that way. But to me, that's kind of the hard way. So if the file is small enough where you can just email it to yourself, you can email it or send it to Dropbox, then that would be good. And then you can use whatever audio editing software you use or converter to convert this to an MP3 file. Or, like I said, you can get something within the in-app purchase within the store, and you can buy something that will allow you to export to MP3. So we're going to double tap on this and see what we have in here.
This done button. Done.
Now, when you hit the done button, you can't flick right. It doesn't allow you to. So you're going to you take one finger.
Sharing tools. Share to MP3 and create smaller files with the ability to export in mono and adjust bitrate.
So sharing tools, this is an in-app purchase. So you just gotta take one finger and go down until you hit that item.
Purchase $1.99 button.
Purchase $1.99. So this is an in-app purchase from the store.
Learn more greater than button.
Learn more. If I click on learn more.
Learn more greater than. Sharing tools, share to MP3 and create smaller files with the ability to export in mono and adjust bitrate. Share an MP3 or AAC/M4A. Choose between small, medium, or large. Bitrates include 48, 64, and 56 kbps mono and 96, 112, 128 kbps stereo. Purchase $1.99 button. Boss Jock Studio, looking for more power? Boss Jock Studio takes mobile production to the next level.
You can also, like I said earlier, download Boss Jock Studio from within Studio, and you can Boss Jock Studio with from within Boss Jock Jr., and then you can get it as an in-app purchase and download it straight from the Boss Jock Jr. store.
Purchase button.
Then you have a purchase button.
Learn more greater than button.
You can hit learn more.
Learn. Done button. Sharing tools. Purchase one. Boss Jock purchase. But learn more greater than button. Purchase button. Boss Jock Studio. Purchase. Learn more greater than button.
And it doesn't do it for some reason. I'm gonna double tap it again.
Learn more greater than. Cancel.
There we go. You're supposed to hit. You're supposed to see a cancel button and something from the App Store. The App Store is gonna open up.
Cancel button. App Store heading.
That you're on the App Store heading.
Share button. Store button.
Share store.
Boss Jock Studio image. Boss Jock Studio heading. The Boss Jocks. Open button.
Now it says open because I already have it on my device. But if you don't have Boss Jock Studio on your device, it's gonna say buy, and then it's gonna say $9.99.
The button. 4.5 stars. 9 selected. Details button. 1 of 3. 4.5 stars. 19 user reviews.
19 user reviews. 4.5 stars. That's good.
Selected details button. 1 of 3.
Details
reviews button.
You can look at the reviews.
Related button.
Related.
Screenshot one.
Your screenshot.
Screenshot two. Screenshot three. Screenshot. Screenshot up. Description heading. Podcast from iOS. No PC needed. A podcasting powerhouse. TUAW. Boss Jock is certainly one of the best in its category. For me, the best. One killer app. 3! @4idevices.com/4guitars. Killer app. Ellipsis. If you podcast on the go, you should adore this app. Description heading.
I flicked left to go to the description heading because I'm not going to read that. You can read that and find out what Boss Jock Studio does. But yes, this is a killer app. I agree with the description. It's a killer app. It's wonderful. But I just wanted to read, let you hear a little bit of the description.
3 of 5 bars. 3 of 5. Cancel button.
Then you can hit cancel.
Done button.
And it'll automatically bring you back into Boss Jock Jr. Now.
Done. Sharing tools. Share to MP3 and purchase one. Boss Jock Studio. Purchase button. Learn more greater than button.
That's what you have within this.
Purchase button.
Within this menu. I can hit the done button.
Done button. Done button, done button.
What's wrong here?
Dismiss view button.
You can then dismiss the view.
Play button. Double dismiss, dismiss view button. Dismiss view, empty cart one button.
And it'll bring you back to empty cart one. Now I want to show you something interesting. You can also purchase not only the tools that will allow you to export to MP3, but you can also purchase sounds from their store.
Empty cart one, but empty cart two, but audio button. Store button.
Store.
Audio, more info, but audio button. Store button.
Now store is gonna be
store button, store button.
The last item, if you go to the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, so you can use explore by touch and just drag your finger around. But to make it easier, just go to the bottom right-hand corner and double tap the store button.
Store. Cart store heading.
It says cart store heading when you go to check on the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Done button.
You flick right, you go to the done button.
Theme singles.
Theme singles.
Free carts.
Free carts. So this is like sounds that you can get.
Shorts.
Shorts.
LegalPodcastMusic.com.
LegalPodcastMusic.com. If I double tap on this, I'm going to show you what else is in here.
Bostock Studio.
Bostock Studio, so you can get Bostock Studio from within this section of the store. This section of the screen.
Restore button.
Restore.
License button.
License. And that's it. So you can access the store from many different parts of the screen.
Card store.
Many different parts of the user interface. Excuse me.
Done button. Free carts. Shorts. Legal podcast music. Short. Free carts.
So if I go into free carts.
Cart store. Back button. Free carts. A collection of free sounds to get you started.
A collection of free sounds to get you started.
Free key funk free. Free button. Sounds from the Boss Jocks. Free button. Comedy DJ drops. Free button.
So you can get these. You can get these for free, these sounds.
Freaky lounge free. Free button. Freaky adventure free. Free button. Freaky in a mood free. Free button. Freaky inspires free. Free button. Freaky TV free. Free button. Freaky jazz free. Free button. Freaky Latin free. Free button. Freaky future free. Free button. Freaky lounge 2 free. Free button.
And that's
Freaky lounge 2 free. Card store back button.
What you find in that category.
Card store head. Selected free card shorts.
Shorts.
Card store back button. Shorts. A collection of exciting sounds bites ready for your productions. Created by Freaky Foof.
Freaky Foof. So this is Andre Louis. This is some of the stuff that he has made available from within this, from within Bostock Jr. store.
Freaky Inspires. $9.99 button.
But you have to pay for these because these are for your production needs. More advanced things.
Freaky Lounge 2. $4.99 button. Freaky Latin. $6.99 button. Freaky Lounge. $4.99. Freaky in a Mood. $4.99 button. Freaky Jazz. $3.99 button. Freaky TV. $6.99 button. Freaky Funk. $4.99 button. Freaky Future. $4.99 button. Freaky Adventure. $4.99. Freaky Adventure. Card Store. Back button.
When I hit back and get out of here.
Card Store, heading.
So you basically get a little taste of what they have to offer in the store. You can get free sounds. You can also upgrade to Bostock Studio from Bostock Jr. I'm going to make sure that I'm at the top of the screen again.
Card store heading.
I'm going to flick right.
Done button.
To get out of the store.
Empty card one button.
Now what happens when you have a recording that you want to delete? I'm going to go
store, more info button, more info audio button, store button, audio, more record, mic trigger button, mic lock, eye is on, mic trigger, record, mic lock, eye is on button.
I'm gonna turn mic lock off.
Double tap to turn mic lock off, mic lock, eye is on, mic lock, eye is on button, mic lock, eye is off. Empty card 8, but empty, mic trigger, record, but more info, but audio button.
Gonna go into audio.
Audio button, selected all button, 1 of 3.
And it's selected as all, so it's gonna show me everything that's in this. If I had cards loaded or if I had other sounds in here besides recordings, it'll show them as all, which I don't mind.
Recordings, cards, but recording one, more info, button, recording one.
It saves it as recording one. I'm gonna double tap on recording one.
Audio, back button, dismiss view button, play button.
Now, tap to before,
play. Dismiss audio, back button.
It says audio back button. You can back out of this, and it'll bring you back to the list of things. If you flick to the right,
dismiss view button.
You can dismiss the view.
Empty cart one button.
And it'll bring
double
you
to load audio.
Back to empty cart one. So this is the quick way of getting back to the screen, to your main screen.
Audio button.
I'm gonna go.
Selected. Recording one. More info. Recording one.
Double tap on
selected
recording
audio.
One.
Play button.
Play.
Recording one. Tap by. Boss Josh artwork. Share. 120. Delete button.
I'm gonna hit delete.
Delete alert. Delete recording. Delete button. Cancel button.
You have delete or cancel. I'm gonna hit delete.
Delete button. Delete. Audio button.
And you're still in your
dismiss audio files.
You're still in your audio list, but this is an empty list now. Because there's no more files in here. I've deleted my recording.
Audio button. Dismiss view button.
I'm gonna hit dismiss view.
Empty cart one button.
And it automatically brings me back to empty cart one. So, this is a free app, version 1.0. This will conclude this introduction to Boss Jock Jr. I hope you were able to get some good information out of this. I hope I've explained myself well enough. And feel free to contact me if you have any questions. And my email is nicholasacosta775@gmail.com. That's nicholasacosta775@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. And whenever you have finished playing around with Boss Jock Jr., just know that you can go to the store and upgrade at any time to Boss Jock Studio. Boss Jock Jr. might not give you everything that you were looking for, but you can also download some of the sounds that they offer. The tools that you would need to export to MP3, you can download that, and then you'll have something to work with. So there are things that you can use if you don't want to go and purchase Boss Jock Studio. There are still things that you can do from within Boss Jock Jr. if you feel that you want to purchase those things through the Boss Jock Jr. store. So with that, I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast and have a nice day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.